Once again, good morning. Welcome to the National Youth Sunday. I trust God that everywhere we're listening, that God would speak to us, and as He has always been a blessing, it will be a blessing to our lives in the name of Jesus. So this morning I will be sharing on the title, Beyond the Enemy's Plan, Go Forward. Beyond the enemy's plan, go forward. At the beginning of the year, we were blessed with the word. That was our guidance scripture that says, be fruitful and multiply. And sometimes in March, Nigeria as a country also had its own toll in the scheme of things in the current and raging pandemic. And that is COVID-19. And it looked like the reality of God's word was not going to come to place, because everything went upside down. Now people could no longer go to work. People could no longer do things they would do normally. It became evidently difficult for people to relate. Now, friends and folks had to shake themselves from afar and give themselves a high five. That was the reality of the pandemic. But the word of God says, be fruitful and multiply. So, was it changed? No. Did the reality of the times showcase this? Everyone will have to answer that. Because as children of God and as sons and daughters in the kingdom, we have been blessed with the riches of the kingdom. And so we're not guided by what is happening in the world, because our investment entirely is in the kingdom. And so we work with the kingdom economics and not the world's economy. So as things unfolded, of course, services could no longer hold. There was lockdown. The economy had its own toll in Nigeria. And it was like, wow, how else can I key into this promise of being fruitful and multiplying? But over the time, as we begin to learn from God in this season, He keeps encouraging us. He keeps helping us to understand the fact that for whatever happens, He doesn't change the fact that He is God. He doesn't. So, as He's been speaking in encouragement to my life, I remember I had the privilege of speaking also on the overflow, which was like a contradiction to what is happening. People are struggling, yet the God's promise says there is an overflow. The fullness of His person in our various lives. And then again, we looked at the story of David. How he went to be with the Philistines, and then they ejected him. He came back and found out that Ziklag had been taken over, run off. And his wives were taken also captive. And he asked God, after he had cried, and after even his people had tried to deal with him, because he was the leader, he was faced with the circumstance. He went to God and inquired of the Lord, shall I pursue? Shall I overtake? And will I recover? And God gave him the promise and said, pursue, overtake, and recover all. And so he went, and it came to pass just as God had spoken. These words keep coming as encouragement to us even in this season. And now this morning, God is saying, beyond the enemy's plan, I want you to move forward. The reality of the time is not telling you that. But God in His word is saying, I want you to move forward. The plan of the enemy is not good. Nobody has an enemy, and the enemy wants him to be successful. The plan of the enemy is that you are down, downtrodden and treaded upon. And so we'll see what God's plan is. Jeremiah chapter 29. I'm going to read from verse 11 to verse 14. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, the thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Verse 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you to the place for which I caused you to be carried away captive. And that is God's own promise. That is God's own plan. A future and a hope. So even when the COVID-19 reality around us is looking, making the future look bleak, we have a promise that says there is a future and a hope. So beyond whatever the enemy plans, is God's word that continues to reassure us that there is hope and there is a future. And so wherever we are, seated this morning or listening this morning, I charge you to trust God, because there is a future and a hope for you. So I'm going to start by saying, so who is the enemy? Because I titled the message, Beyond the Enemy's Plan. The enemy is a threat to our thriving. Whatever makes itself a threat to our thriving is an enemy. God doesn't just want you to survive, he wants you to thrive. So that's why I'm careful not to say survive. I'm careful to say thrive. That's flourish. There are three categories of enemies. If you can read 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17. The world itself is in enmity with the children of light. You find out that anywhere you have the children of light, the world is against them. When they walk with integrity, when they do things with integrity, the world does not want them. Because the world itself is not founded on that same platform of integrity. People of this world, people of this age, want to do things their own way, against the wisdom of God, against the expectations of God. And so, when you walk in the reality of character, kingdom character, godliness, they look at you and like, what kind of person is this? Is he all right? How can he see this opportunity and allow you to pass? We're not going to allow you to pass. So they will do everything possible to make sure that you don't last long there. Because that is their lifestyle. When you go somewhere and you're not living the way they live, they look at you and wonder, what kind of a human being is this? So you mean you're not taking beer with us? Then you can't sit here. This is an arena for the big boys. And here you are. You dare not even try one cup of beer. You are going to somersault. But they've been used to it. And so they wonder, however, how are you able to survive without it? And that's the twist. The world itself is an enemy to the children of the light. Number two, our flesh. The spirit wars against the flesh. The flesh contends against the spirit. You can have that all read in Romans. It taught on this. But cautiously, as we evolve day in, day out, understanding the word and the place of God's map in our lives, you will find out that your spirit will be strengthened to continue to subdue the flesh. And so the flesh itself is an enemy. And the last is the devil. Oh, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. First Peter chapter 5, verse 8. I hope I find it quickly. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And what did the Bible say? Resist him. Resist him. Be steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. And if you read John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But God's word says, but I have come to give you life and to give you more abundantly. And so the devil itself is the third enemy. Remember in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what? But against powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So as children of the light, these are the things we contend with. These are the enemies. They do not want the success of your life. They do not want the success of your kingdom work. It is joy for the devil to see many come. And that's why the Bible says broad is the way that leads to destruction. There's room. We'll make it room. But narrow is the way, because there's a discipline. Narrow is the way. There's a discipline. There's a commitment that you need to make for you to be able to get to God's plan for you. So I've shared with you God's plan in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. How does the enemy deny us the opportunity to enjoy God's plan? The first plan of the enemy is to delay. So I'll be sharing the three D's that the enemy uses against us. The first one is delay. You just find out, yes, you graduated, but then there's no admission. First year, second year, third year, delay. The goal of the enemy is to ensure that God's promise for your life does not come to be. You see, somebody who's supposed to be married is having delays. It's not that she's not beautiful. It's not that she's not sound. She's not smart. No. It's not that she abuses every guy that comes her way. But somehow, it doesn't just work out. It's the plan of the enemy. Delay. Look at the life of Anna. She was traumatized. She was despised. Just like many of us listening this morning have been traumatized and despised at different times of our lives. Or maybe you are even here now, this morning, you are going through a trauma, you are being despised because of the delay you are having. Delay in having children. Does it change the fact that God said, be fruitful and multiply? It doesn't. But yet there is delay. And so she had that delay, and she was despised. She got to a stage and went and cried, and it looked as if she was drunk. But God answered in his own time. Whatever the delay is, wait for God's time. Because he says, it will make you just like the tree that is by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its own season, not another person's season. So if you are here sitting and calculating using another person's season for your own season, you are mistaken. Mistaken. Because God works with seasons. So when it's your season to be blessed, when it's your season to receive something from him, he doesn't hold it back, irrespective of what is happening. Right in this season, some people are still becoming richer. That's their season. It's their season. How come somebody's life turns around just because he met someone? That's the season. That's why God programmed him to meet the person he met, who begins to open up opportunities. Because God orchestrated it. Seasons. So, if your brother has a car and you don't have a car now, beloved, believe you me, you're going to drive the latest version of that same car. When it's a house, you're going to have a finer one because technology evolves every day. There's some new technology you're going to put in your own house that is not going to be there. Maybe as you come now, you just wave like this, the gate opens. Then they still use padlock to unlock their own gate. Your own season. when you get married, and then you move at the speed of light. It's your season. You are at peace. You are at joy. There's no essence rushing in to beat time, only to regret. It doesn't add up. In God's kingdom work, it doesn't work like that. So the enemy uses delay. Again, the enemy uses denial. Deny. Something that is yours, they take it from you. You are denied. You paid for a property somewhere. You had invested so much. Then you heard that you bought from the wrong source. And so it's taken from you. Even if you go to court, maybe you are going to lose because you didn't get it from the right source. There are even instances where legitimately it is yours, but the people you want to contend with, they are stronger than you. I said, no, I don't want to allow. Just so, I leave it. Deny. You are supposed to get a promotion. You say, no, this person is not in our carcass. He's not in our team. We're not going to allow him to go up. If he goes up, it's going to be a problem for us. So, kill him here. Remove his file. Remove his memo. They won't just fight the file. And it looks as if, God, where are you? Why am I denied this promotion? It doesn't change the fact that you are still fruitful and you are going to multiply. It's his word. Trust him. The third way, and I think Jacob is an example of somebody that got that denial. After he had worked for 7 years, he just downloaded a software that is not his own on his phone. He gave him an app. And when he opened the app, he saw that it was a different person. He said, no, this is not what I labored for. We can't allow the second to go before the first. Okay, no problem. I will work again. Another 7 years of his life. He was denied what he rightly had worked for. And the third one is destruction. Delay, deny, destroy. 3 D's that the enemy uses. The thief cometh but to steal from you, to kill and to destroy. But I have come. Very perfect word. Irrespective of what the thief does, God is saying, but I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. And that is joy to us this morning. Oh, can somebody put their hands together to celebrate God? Because his promises is in his word. All we need to do is to meditate and speak the word to our different situations. And I trust God that he will fulfill this in Jesus' name. So as the pandemic reality comes, one thing God is telling us this morning is go forward. You have waited too long, struggling with it. Will the pandemic come? Will it go? Will it not come? What will happen? It's time for you to get up. So whatever it is, he's been telling you, whatever promise he has made, it's time for you to start taking action. Did your business collapse in the wake of the crisis? Don't worry, be encouraged. It's time for you to start again. What is he telling you? What has he told you? Go forward. Beyond the enemy's plan, go forward. The enemy tries to keep us where we are. As I said earlier, he uses some strategies. The first strategy the enemy uses is fear. He makes you afraid, which is the same strategy terrorism thrives on. Fear. Immediately there is fear, the human person can no longer think rightly because he's subdued by the fact that there is something that is greater than his ability to solve. And so he subdues himself. But that is not God's promise for us. He has given us what? Authority. Because we are sons and daughters in the kingdom, there is a name that is above all names. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every knee shall bow. So whatever the knee is, it must bow to the reality of the word of God. So yours is to discover what word is appropriate for this situation and let God speak that word. Just like we thought this morning, what drove Peter to Jesus to walk on the water is the word. Jesus said, come. It was the word he heard. I'm sure Peter wouldn't have tried. Even if he had seen Jesus walk 10,000 kilometers on that water, he wouldn't have tried. But because he knew, this guy has authority. So if he tells me to come, then I should come. If God is telling you, go forward, it's time to go forward. Dust your papers, wherever you are seated this morning. Get out your CV. Get out your business plan. It's time for you to go forward. The reality of the pandemic is that the new normal. You're going to be using masks for some time. That is the new normal. But you're not going to sit down and be downtrodden forever. It's time to go forward. So the enemy uses fear. The enemy uses lies. Lies. I tell you, no, it cannot work. Don't try it. You want to go for that interview? How? Why? You're going to fail. You're going to compete with a lot of people that have took one, first class. You don't have a chance. Lies. Have you forgotten? That sister tried that business last year. It failed. Don't try it. Lies. The other one is sin. When there's sin in your life, it reduces you. It doesn't allow you to come boldly. Unless you quickly confess the sin and forsake it and jump up again as a son and a daughter in the kingdom. The enemy begins to use the sin in your life to truncate you. And the last one is pride. No, I can't do that. I am too much for this brother. Look at him. He's wearing red trouser. Red trouser. In this generation, who does that? Pride. But he's been speaking to you. But that is the person. You can buy a new trouser for him. He can change to black. So why bother your head? No. He doesn't have a job now. But that is his promise for you. So what will happen? He has a future and a hope. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. And so, the promise is there. Hey, four strategies that the enemy uses to cage us. But for me, I think we need to move beyond being stuck this morning. We need to move beyond being stuck this morning. It's time for us to go forward. And this is what the enemy will tell you. It helps you to think about the future from the past. He says, hey, remember when you were young, this happened. Don't try it again. It makes you to think of the future using the past as your basis of analysis. But God's word has gone beyond. He says, all things have what? Passed away. And behold, all things have become new. So I'm new. There's newness. I'm no longer walking in the past. The reality of God's word is fresh. Every day we read the word, even though it's been written thousands of years ago, it is still fresh. It is applicable to situations. That is what I need. But the enemy tries to help you use your past to determine your future. You need to break free. Please, brethren, read Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 to 19. Oh, or the enemy begins to make you feel like this is not even your fault. It is the fault of your father. If your father had worked very hard, by now you will be able to own a company. You will have inherited his company. Oh, your father didn't do well. He didn't leave a business for you to inherit. He didn't even have a landed property. In fact, the rent he owed before he died, you are still paying. So it's my father's fault. If not that I was born in Nigeria, my life would have been transformed. If I was just born, giving birth to in Canada, even in Quebec for Aya, you think that would have influenced things? And so you begin to look at situations based on the fact that somebody else was responsible for your troubles. No, look beyond that this morning. Another thing is the spirit of complaint. No. If there's anybody that should be made the director general of the Federal Complaints Commission, it should be you. Because you complain about everything that has ever happened to you in life. You don't appreciate God for anything. You don't. And so you complain and complain and complain. And he's saying, yeah, I have done many things that are good. Why not appreciate it? But we keep complaining, just like the children of Israel. They complained of hunger. He gave them manna. They still had complaints. Even when he parted the Red Sea in front of them, and they saw the host of the Egyptian army, get destroyed. They still had complaints. As Christians, walk beyond complaints and see the reality of God's word. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Second Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Reads, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The fear factor. That's what the enemy uses. Fear. False evidence appearing real. If somebody is saying, hey, open that door, and you know you have a dog by, say, oh guy, if you touch that door, I will fire you. The person knows that he has a superpower there. It's the same way you deal with the enemy. Hey, you say, hey. I remember that song. Ken Yadosh, Kalamba Yade. The song of, you face the enemy. Say, hey, hey, hey. We're not afraid. We are children of light. You can't hold us captive. You can't bind us down. Except there is no word. But because there is word, we are not afraid. Brethren, please, let's stand this morning. Let's stand this morning. You are going to take a leap of faith. Beyond whatever you have experienced in this COVID season, it's time to take action. It's time to change direction. It's time to take new initiatives. Anything God has been speaking to you about, this is the time. No longer shall we be afraid. No longer shall we fear. Speak to God this morning. What is He telling you? What has He told you? And the reality of the situation is making you think that it can never be. No. His word stands sure. For I will do a new thing. I will do a new thing. Newness is coming. He told us, be fruitful and multiply. Oh, your seed is going to experience multiplication this morning. At the beginning of every act of faith, there is often a seed of fear, but our faith will supersede fear this morning. Speak to God. And speak to Him. Ask Him. I trust in you. I put all my trust in you. I am not going to be afraid anymore. Whatever it is you have said it, and I'm going ahead to do it. Speak to Him this morning. And get conviction. Get clarification. His word stands for sure. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for inspiring us. Thank you for encouraging us. Thank you for teaching us that faith supersedes fear. Whatever the seed of fear is, faith in you is enough and able to make us go through it. Thank you, Lord, for we're encouraged to go ahead this morning. We will do new things. We will do exploits. For those that know their God, they shall be strong. They shall be mighty, and they will do exploits. We begin to do exploits irrespective of the COVID. We begin to do exploits irrespective of the pandemic. We begin to do exploits irrespective of the world economy. For we live in the reality of the kingdom economy. Thank you, Father, for your word this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.